Silas, can you tell me your name so I can see if this microphone's good?
Silas.
Perfect. And it's 8022. Let's get started. Go ahead and hit a buzzer for me. All right. I'd like you to tell me the letter you see, what the picture is here, and another thing that starts with that letter.
A. Apple.
If you could not have your hand in front of your face, we can make sure your voice is nice and clear from my microphone. Thank you.
It's an apple and acorn.
Awesome.
B. Boy. Bot. C. Cookie. Crumbs. D. Duck. Dog. E. Elephant.
Henry.
Can it be a name?
Yeah.
Ellie.
Nice.
F. Fish. Frighten.
That's a good word.
G. Guitar. Guard. H. House.
That's true. That is an H word.
I, ice, I. J, juice, Jack. K, key, kit. L, leaf, lungs. M, monkey, mice. N, nose, nice. O, orange, P, plate, perfect. Q, quack,
Q's kind of hard, huh?
Yes.
What do you do when you're super fast?
Quick.
Nice.
R, red, right. No, that's wrong. It doesn't start from R.
You're right. That R is a right word. So R is a R word. Right is a...
Oh, yeah. I forgot. S, spider, spite. Whatever that word is. It's T, table, tight. U, umbrella. Up.
Nice. Good thinking.
V, vacuum, vapor?
Wow, what a word.
W, watch, right. X, x-ray, xylophone. Y, yogurt, yummy. Z, zebra, Zoe.
All right, go ahead and hit another buzzer. We'll go to the next thing. Orange for orange. All right.
One.
Nice. Now guess the number that's coming next.
Two. Three. Four.
Oh,
five. Six.
Wait
seven.
For me to flip.
Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. 10. 11. 12. 13. 14. 15. 16.
Oh.
What? 20.
What might come next?
25.
Ooh, you
30.
Uh-huh.
35. Ugh. Oh, God. 50.
Well,
six,
what is this one?
40. 50. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100. 110.
Mm.
Oh, God.
What is it?
200. 200. Oh my God.
Now it has no patterns. Just tell
50,
me what the number is.
50. 1,000.
What is this?
50. 500.
There you go.
1,000. That was right.
Now tell me what you see on the page, and if you know the answer, tell it to me.
9 plus 7 equals 16.
Perfect.
19 minus 1 equals 18. 6 times 3 equals 18.
Nice.
21 divided by 3 is, I don't know.
Want to give it a guess?
Like 9?
Close. 7. Good job. Go ahead and hit another buzzer for me.
Is there two?
What we're going to do next?
Nothing.
Not quite. I just pulled these out here. So I'm going to tell you, if this is a shoe, and now there are two of them, what would you call this? Two
shoes.
All right, just like that. Keep it up. This is a brib. Now there are two of them.
Two bribs.
Nice.
One lamp.
Oh, I'm going to tell you what the word is, and I'm going to call this a light.
It's going to take a while. Two lights.
Perfect. This is a bell.
One bell, two bells.
This is a yak.
One yak, two yaks.
This is a crib.
One crib, two cribs.
This is a pite.
Pite. One pite, two pites.
This is a foo.
Foo. Two foos.
This is a kel.
Kel. Two kels.
This is a rock.
One rock, two rocks.
This is a duck.
One duck, two duck.
This is a slide.
One slide, two slide.
Is that what you would call it? What'd you say? One slide?
Two slides.
Thank you. This is a skack.
One skack, two stacks. Whatever.
This is a bag.
One bag, two bags.
This is a ship.
One ship, two ships.
This is a cup.
One cup, two cups.
This is a snack.
One snack, two snacks.
This is a yag.
One yag, two yags.
This is a mip.
One mip, two mips.
This is a smide.
One smide, two smides.
This is a shoe.
One shoe, two shoes.
Oh, you already did a shoe.
I was going to remind you.
I made you repeat shoe. Good for you. Thanks for following along. Go ahead and hit a buzzer for me.
Last button.
Which one do you like the most? Which one's the funniest sound? Doorbell's kind of fun. All right, I want you to look at this picture. I want you to tell me everything you see in it.
Oh, leaves, tiger, boy, fish, lily pad. I don't know what that is. Water, I can tell there's water. A boat, a dragonfly, and whatever that is.
What does it look like?
I don't know, not a lily pad. That's a lily pad. Whatever that is. A weird looking lily pad?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I don't know. I do not know. I do not know.
Anything else you see?
Nope.
What's going on in this picture?
A boy is with a lion, and the boy is waving a flower, kind of, or whatever, Venus flytrap, whatever.
Can you tell me a story on how they might have gotten here? Like, what would have happened to make this happen?
The boy probably went into the woods, he got lost and found a tiger, and it didn't eat him, and then went in a boat and went across the sea, and then he saw a Venus flytrap, and I heard a slide, and then he's trapped.
So, yeah. Why didn't the tiger eat, or lion eat him?
It didn't even eat him.
Why? How did that happen?
Maybe the boy gave him 100 steaks, and then he ate them all in one go.
That's a good idea. Now, why are they trapped? What makes you think that?
Because there is no mom and dad.
All right. Anything else you want to tell me about this picture?
No.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Same thing. Tell me everything you see here.
Goggles, a hat, an airplane, window, clouds, paper airplanes, goldfish thing, picture, books, pillows. Boy stomped, pretending his pillows are a mountain. Jacket, scarf, okay. Clothing thing, yeah. car, a truck, and a sock, and that's all I see. And a tree.
Oh, nice. What do you think he's doing? You hinted a little bit, but what's going on in this picture?
He's pretending he's climbing a mountain. Like, in one of the very Antarctic.
Oh, yeah. What makes you think that?
Because he's wearing, like, stuff that's usually for the winter.
Yeah. What's all this up here for? Do you think it's real or pretend?
Pretend. See, he's holding a paper airplane. Yeah, he probably made those.
Nice. Anything else you notice about this? Is his room how your room looks?
No.
No? What is your room like?
A bunk bed.
It's cleaner than his?
Probably.
What would you change about this if you were him? Would his mom yell at him for anything?
Yes, probably.
What would he need to fix?
Pillows in the closet. Paper plates in the closet. Goldfish in the closet.
What? I see you getting into a routine.
That pillow in the closet. That stays there. Take off the clothing, put it in the closet. And done.
All right. Anything else you see here or think about the picture?
No.
Okay. All right. Same thing here.
Is this the final picture?
Almost.
Scientist, a rat, books, light bulb, hair, glasses, squid, reading a book, DNA thing, DNA something, eyeballs, magnifying glass, another rat, more science materials, a clipboard, and a desk, and a tube connecting to two stuff.
So, do you think this would ever happen? How did they get here?
I don't know. Probably experiment wrong. Go wrong.
So you think the squid is...
And a pencil.
Yes, thank you. So is the squid helping, or is he trying to escape? What's going on here?
I think he's trying to escape. Or maybe help somehow. Weird way.
Have you done any science like this with any of these materials
before?
No. You've never seen any of these in person?
Maybe. I've seen a book before.
Yeah.
That's what I've seen. I've seen a clipboard. I've seen glasses. Whatever. Safety goggles.
Where do you wear safety goggles?
When you're doing an experiment, probably. And maybe some other stuff.
What kind of experiments do you think she's doing?
A light bulb experiment.
Have you ever looked through a microscope before?
Yes.
That's all pretty good. Okay, awesome. Anything else you notice here?
No.
All right, last one of these big pictures.
Now what's after that?
I'll tell you once we're done with this.
Oh, great.
Tell me what you see on this picture.
A humongous... one of the, whatever that word is, radish.
Nice.
I think. And then small radishes, a girl with hair, eyes, eyelashes, freckles, a shovel, roots. No, there's no roots. A snail. And leaves and gate and cloud. And that's all I see.
Awesome. So, what's she doing on this spot?
Carrying a humongous. I can't remember the word already.
You thought of the word. It was really good. You said radish.
Radish, yeah.
So do you think she works there? Do you think she owns it?
She works there, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Do you think any of this is kind of crazy? Do you think this would happen normally?
No. Why would it ever happen?
Yeah. Why do you think there are so many snails?
You ever trying to eat those?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever eaten a radish?
I don't think so.
Have you ever been on a farm?
I've been to a strawberry picking farm or something like that.
Yeah, awesome. Anything else you see here? Or
nope.
All right, awesome job. Go ahead and hit a buzzer for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead and
is
read
this. Is this the last thing?
Not quite. Go ahead and read
that. Cam visited the water park and with his uncle Molly. Cam was running around with his squishy shoes. A boy who was bigger than Cam asked, "Why do you have your shoes on?" Cam looked down at his feet and shrugged. "Why not?" Cam told him. They both started to laugh. "Come on," said the boy. The boy started to run, and Cam could barely keep up. They ran in zigzags to avoid the tall water. They jumped over the short water. The boy found his friends, and they all started playing a game of tag. It was lots of fun until Cam fell. Cam didn't see the girl on the other side of the tall water. The girl didn't see Cam either. Cam was running as fast as he could, and pow, they both fell hard. Cam's arm was bleeding and his eyes were stringing. He stood up and helped the girl get up. "Are you okay?" Cam whispered. "I am sorry, I did not see you there." "Well, you should walk," yelled the girl's mom, who came to help the girl back to her towel. Cam felt sad that the girl was hurt. Then he realized that he didn't even know where his Uncle Mo was. Now Cam's eyes were leaking water. He was glad he was all wet so no one could see his tears. How could such a great day turn so bad? Cam closed his eyes and counted to 10. He lifted up his chin and tired to find this out. Maybe Uncle Mo would be near the towel waiting for him.
All right. One more page to read and then a few easy pictures, then we're done, okay?
Oh, great.
Awesome.
A garden is a place where people grow food or flowers. Gardens can be big or small. Gardens can be in the ground, or they can be in a small pot. Gardens can be at home or at a church. Some kids have gardens at their school. There are gardens at the White House. The home of the President of the United States. One garden grows food and the other garden is the rose garden. You need 4 things to grow a garden: a sunny spot, good soil, water, and time. A sunny spot. Plants need sunshine to grow nice. Vegetables and flowers. A spot that faces south is best. Good soil. Soil is a kind of dirt. Piles the soil up like a small hill so that the water can go down. The pile of soil should be about 12 inches or the size of a ruler. It's good for your plants. If worms live in the soil to invite worms, put cut leaves 3 inches down in your soil. Water. Gardens do well if they get about 1 inch of rain a week. If it is hot and dry outside, you need to give them more water to your garden. The best test is to put up your finger in the soil. If you can get mud on your hands, it is too wet. If the soil is dusty, the plant needs water time. Some plants grow in a few weeks, others take months. You must wait and take care of your plants. Then you can enjoy the food and flowers from your garden.
Hey, thank you. Awesome job reading. Go ahead and hit the buzzer. We have a few more easy pictures that will be done.
Same one.
All right, I want you to look at this, tell me what they're doing, and then tell me step by step how you do it.
Brushing their teeth. First, you rinse the brush. Then you put toothpaste on it. Then you scrub your mouth for 2 minutes.
Your mouth?
Now, teeth. Washing hands. First, you put your hands in the water. Then you put soap on. Then you scrub it together. Then you rinse. And then you get paper towel.
Nice.
Tying your shoe. I really don't know about that.
Do you have any other shoes that don't have ties?
Yes, I'm wearing them right now.
So tell me how you put those on and put it together.
All you do, put on socks, then you just get the shoes, put them on, and then you're done. Cereal. First, you get a bowl, a spoon, and if you want a drink, put a cup. And then you get a cereal box and pour it in the cup. No, not the cup, the bowl. And then you get the spoon, and then they just eat it.
What cereal do you like? What's your favorite?
A couple cereal, just regular, and some other stuff.
Okay.
I don't know. First, you're in your pajamas. Then, you take off your shirt. Then, you put on a shirt that's for morning. Then you take off your pants. You put pants on for the morning. Then you take off your socks. If you even wear socks at night, you put on new socks. Then you put on your hair, and then you take it off, and you put it back on.
Is that what you do? You have a nice wig on?
No, I don't have a wig. This is not a wig. Ow.
All right.
First. You get batter, you stir it in the bowl, then you pour it into a thing that's for cupcakes. Then you put it in the oven for an hour or something? 40 minutes? Then, after you put it in the fridge, and you put it in there for a while. Then you take it out, you put icing on it, and then you can eat the cake. You could also put sprinkles on.
What flavors do you like?
I usually only get vanilla mostly. But yeah. Painting. First, you gotta get a piece of paper. Then you gotta get the colors. Then you gotta get the paintbrush. Then you put the paintbrush in the paint. Then you put the paintbrush in the water, and then you put it in the paint, and then you draw.
Wow, you are a musician. Do you make up songs a lot?
Mostly.
You should, yeah, I was gonna say.
Seatbelt. First, you put the belt into the locker, then you pull it then when it's locked, then you let it go, and then you, sometimes people do this, I think. Then when it's tightened up, some people pull that, and then it locks that too.
Okay, awesome.
That's how I do it mostly. Michael. play pretend, I guess. First, the girl is getting a bowl. There's nothing in it. Mm-hmm. Then you get a spoon with nothing on it. Then you get a teddy bear with nothing on it except ears, mouth, eyeballs, legs, and arms. And then you put the spoon inside the pretend thing, inside the pretend pot, whatever it is. And then you put it in the bear's mouth.
You did a really great job for a hard, that was a hard picture. All right, last one.
This is the last one I have to do?
Yep.
Okay, first, put on the safety guard, safety thing, whatever it is. And then you put on the soccer shirt, that's your color team. Then then you put on socks and then soccer shoes. Then you get a ball. Then you put on your eyeballs. And then you get a ball, and they start playing.
Do you know the rules of soccer? Do you play soccer?
Yes, I do play soccer.
Can you just tell me how a game works?
First, you go to your coach, or whatever they're called, and then they tell you what you are, and then you just go to the spot.
So how do you score?
You get the ball to the other side on the other team and go in the goal.
You did an awesome job. Go ahead and hit as many buzzers as you want. We are all done. Thank you so much for helping us out today. I really appreciate it.